In this bulletin, international flights could return to Victoria within weeks. New South Wales detects 4 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. And in sport, the NRL reverses its decision to scrap the national anthem at the State of Origin opener. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the resumption of international flights to Melbourne won't be delayed by the hotel quarantine inquiry reporting date being pushed back by up to 6 weeks. The Board of Inquiry was due to hand down the final report into the bungled quarantine program next Friday, but will instead provide an interim report on that day. The final version will be published by late December, with the board citing the need for more time to examine additional evidence. Mr. Andrews says the interim report will contain recommendations for new hotel quarantine models for Victoria.
That means that we'll be able to hit the agreed target that we have agreed at a national cabinet, and that is to have flights returning, to have people reunited with their families for Christmas. That's exactly what we want to work towards, and with no slippage or no change in the reporting date for that element of the work the board is doing, we'll get that next Friday. We'll consider it in some detail.
Victoria has recorded 3 new coronavirus cases and no further deaths. Metropolitan Melbourne's 14-day rolling case average is now 2.4, while regional Victoria's is 0. One of the new cases is linked to Melbourne's northern suburbs outbreak, while the other 2 are under investigation to determine if they're new cases or examples of persistent shedding of the virus from historic infections. Safer Care Victoria Chief Executive Professor Ewan Wallace says both of the mystery cases previously tested positive for COVID-19 in August.
One of the cases has an ongoing medical condition and was required some further treatment in hospital, and as part of hospital admission was tested routinely, which then threw up a positive result unexpectedly. Has previously had a negative result, and the other one was about symptoms, onset of new symptoms, and so then again took themselves forward for testing exactly as we have asked every one of us to do, and the test was positive.
New South Wales has recorded 4 new locally acquired coronavirus cases and 1 overseas traveller has tested positive. Authorities say 3 cases are from the same household and potential links to other clusters are being investigated. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says 2 students from the Hoxton Park campus of the Malik Fahd Islamic School have now become infected with COVID-19.
The school will be cleaned and will be non-operational for 14 days. Contact tracing and investigations are underway.
Video footage has emerged in Qatari media that appears to show authorities holding a baby found abandoned at Doha's international airport. The discovery of the newborn led to a number of women on several planes, including 13 Australians, being forced to undergo invasive internal examinations earlier this month. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has described the strip searches as unacceptable and appalling, but Labor Senator Penny Wong has accused the federal government of being too slow to respond.
I simply cannot fathom why our foreign minister didn't pick up the phone when she heard about this and express the strongest possible protest, both to demonstrate how important it was for us to have a reasonable response, but also to register a protest. The Foreign Minister still hasn't spoken to her counterpart. She made no public comment until this week and didn't speak to the Qatari ambassador until this week.
An inquiry into the death in police custody of Dwayne Johnston has been referred to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. Mr. Johnston was handcuffed and shackled when he was fatally shot by a corrective services officer outside Lismore Base Hospital in March last year. The 43-year-old had run from 2 officers who were escorting him from the hospital to a corrective services van. State Coroner Teresa O'Sullivan says after reviewing the evidence, she feels the threshold has been met to refer the matter to the DPP to consider prosecution of the officer who shot Mr. Johnston. To sport, the NRL has reversed its decision to scrap the national anthem at the State of Origin opener after intervention from Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Barely 2 hours after the decision was made not to play the anthem during the pre-match ceremony, Australian Rugby League Commission Chairman Peter Volandis has bowed to backlash and reinstated it. It's understood Mr. Morrison intervened by contacting Volandis and pleading the case for strong national unity after a year of hardship. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 36. Adelaide, showers easing, 20. Melbourne, a shower or two, 20 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, a shower or two, 21. Wollongong, much the same, 20. Sydney, a possible shower, 21 degrees. Partly cloudy for Newcastle, 24. Brisbane, sunny, 31. Cairns, similar, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.